Psalm 28. Preface. When about to enter on his passion, Christ, our High Priest, offered up a most fervent prayer for his disciples and his whole future church. Following his example, we too should pray for all men, and more especially for them that are of the household of faith, the whole Christian church. For her, we should daily offer up supplications, imploring God to cover her with the shadow of his wings in times of danger, to bless her when Satan and the world curse, to exalt her when she is oppressed, and to adorn her with the manifold gifts of his Spirit. And, as God alone knows what is best for his own, how much of sorrow and joy he must apportion to them for their eternal welfare, we should commit ourselves and others into his hands, asking him so to guide us by his counsel, that afterwards we may be received unto glory. Never should we yield our hearts to discontent if in this life we must pass through many tribulations, bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, if only the life also of the Lord Jesus is made manifest in us, and we are finally transported to dwell with him in one tabernacle. And now, let us hear the 28th Psalm containing a prayer against false friends, a Psalm of David. Unto thee I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Summary. This psalm David prayed against his enemies, chiefly against the hypocrites at his court and among his officers. Flattery and treachery are vices prevalent at courts and in the palaces of the great and the ambitious, but are not rare also in the humbler walks of life. Flattery is on their lips and death in their hearts. Thus Joab, David's general, slew Abner and Amasa in the time of peace, and David could not avenge it. Therefore David, fearing that guilt might accrue to him because of innocent blood shed at his court, prayed the Lord should not reckon him among the wicked, nor punish him with the evildoers. We may pray this psalm against seducers and all who, under the garb of friendship, seek our harm, and against all false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, pretending great piety and sanctity, but who, with pernicious doctrines, destroy the soul. Prayer. Thou God of all grace, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who knowest the enemies of thy church and art able to thwart all their designs, protect us against all tyrants, heretics, and hypocrites. Hear our prayer, and grant us to love thy word, to promote thy honor upon earth, and to continue in thy service alway, even unto the end. Amen.